This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Mark Schrender, former basketball coach at Saugus High School, girls basketball coach. And Mark, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
Mark, I wanted to talk with you because you've been such a great coach the last decade at Saugus High School, and we enjoyed covering your teams over those years. And I actually did not know that you had stepped down from the position until about a week or 10 days ago. So on that, tell our listeners a bit about why you've stepped away from Saugus girls basketball.
Sure. My wife and I had a child back in April. And I just decided that, I love the players and I loved working with the coaches that we had on staff, but the time commitment, it's basically like a full-time job, I think most coaches will tell you, between scouting and film and practice plans and, bus rides, et cetera. And so I just decided it was in the best interest and no regrets about that decision to step aside.
Yeah, so now you're really on, you're in day one, really, of player development with your daughter there, I guess, right?
Exactly. We play pig often in the basement. One of my assistant coaches, Chris Brablick, who's with me throughout my time. He's actually still on the staff right now. He got one of those little basketball hoops for the basement. So, she rolls around on the floor and I'll shoot and we'll. She puts her hands in her mouth on the basketball. That's what we've got so far.
Okay. I was hoping you weren't going to tell me she's able to rebound at this stage, but yeah. Or take a three-pointer. But right. You have the very short infant three-point line in your basement.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Mark, as I look back at your career, I mean, your teams, I always enjoyed watching you guys because your teams were, you were calm, the players were all respectful, and you were really in, everybody's really into the game, and you guys, always had a game plan for defense and offense and so on and so on. But, as you look back at those years, you guys were, one of the top teams in the conference year in and year out. And very competitive over those years.
Yeah, and that's a tribute to the players. They can make you look really good. We had a lot of good athletes, a lot of kids that really started in the travel program. We had a great travel program. And, Eric Stockwell, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention him. He was our JV coach for many of those years, and he helped develop a lot of the players. And Susan Valley, who's another person that's part of the travel program that oversaw things. We were fortunate at the high school level to inherit a lot of really good players and a lot of really good athletes, and kids that ultimately made the choice to stay in Saugus Public Schools, and they were really strong academically, a lot of them. And so, we were fortunate. We had great kids and great athletes, and when you combine high character with athleticism, it's a really fun job.
Yeah, and I do. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It was just. It was a really rewarding experience for me. I always say, coaching, you want to try to instill values on people and teach life lessons and all those things. And maybe some of that was true, but I learned way more, I think, than the players did. I just, how to persist when things don't go your way, and sort of we experienced every emotion you could experience. And it was a very rewarding process for me.
And I should point out to our listeners that you're continuing to stay on as a teacher at the middle school at the Saugus Middle High School complex there. So so just to let listeners know that you're not able to retire from everything yet. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, no. But maybe that time will come in the year 2050 or something.
it's funny. I just had a flash thought. I'm thinking of your new building right now, which has got to be fantastic to be teaching in that building and athletically the last few years. But I'm thinking back to the old school, the old Saugus High School, and I remember going to games. And, I watched Paul Moran as a player. I love the guy. But, but you watch a Saugus boys basketball game under then coach Paul Moran from of Saugus High School, of course, the former Swampscott standout athlete. Watched what he does on the sidelines to what you do on the sidelines, and it was a direct contrast. It's a funny how differently things could be.
Paul's been great to me. He would actually, every year he'd write like a $100 check to the Saugus booster fund or something to that effect, like just out of the goodness of his heart to our girls team. and that was when he was the Saugus boys coach. But then he stepped aside. He went to Marblehead, and he still does it.
Yeah.
He's just been a really positive influence on me from an X's and O's standpoint. And his zone is still baffling. It always was a problem for me. Fortunately, I guess Saugus girls team the other day did beat Marblehead in a pretty good game up at Saugus. But he was something else. And that gym, obviously the new school has its perks, but I loved that gym.
Yeah.
It was a fun gym to play in. It was a fun gym. We had some tournament games there. You put 500 people in there, and it looks like there wasn't any room to breathe. It was a really fun place to play, and it was a competitive advantage too. Our players fed off of sort of the energy of that building, and it was intimidating, I think, for teams that came in who were, ahead of the curve in terms of building new schools and these big field houses, and you come into the sandbox that was the gymnasium at Saugus High School, or we called it the hut.
What'd you say you called it?
Place to play.
What'd you guys? The hut? Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, I'm just thinking, too, as you go around, as you travel around, I mean, Amesbury has the bright red colors. Salem is a red color, but they're not as bright as Saugus. And the new gym is the same way, very bright red. I mean, that if you're a visiting player and you walk in there, you do, and Marblehead is red in their team colors as well, but not like Saugus red, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was fun for me. I grew up in North Andover, so it was sort of an easy transition because North Andover, they're red, black, and white, but it was a similar color scheme. And so, that's all I know. I don't notice it otherwise. But, it's sort of that New England Patriots look,
Yeah, no, and I hadn't really thought of that brightness as well until just now as you and I are talking. You mentioned coaching influences or influences in the game, and I'm sure as a teacher you get them, from all different places, and you kind of bring the two, teaching and coaching. Obviously, they go hand in hand. But who are your coaching, or who have been some of your coaching influences?
It's an exhausting list. I've stolen so many things from so many people. And the great thing I think about coaching when I look back on it all is like people talk in corporations and, about, having a unique strategy and keeping your ideas close to the vest. And in coaching, initially I thought that was the case, but I talked to veteran coaches like Bob Romeo and John McNamara. And, there's an exhaustive list. Like I said, during my time, I got to see Jay Wright practice. I got to see Gino Auriemma. I went to see Tony Bennett at Virginia practice. And the more I realized, these guys, they want to share their stuff and they want to get feedback from other coaches so they can improve. But, there's just this never-ending quest to improve and do something a little bit different, a little bit better. In year one, I walked in thinking that I had all the answers. We're going to scout and we're going to watch film and we're going to be better than the other teams. And, I was a little naive. I realized...
Well, Mark, those all sound pretty good to me.
Yeah. But learning from so many people, and I mentioned, those are all fancy names, Jay Wright and Gino and Tony Bennett, they've won national titles at the college level. But even, on a local level, I would go to see Tufts practice. And they ran amazing things. Merrimack College, for me, it was seeing these coaches and also kind of the off the court stuff about how they carried themselves and how they treated their players, how they continued to bond with their players and have relationships with them after their players had gone through their programs. And, it was, that was for me, something that made it not a job but more of a hobby and an interest. This quest to always try to improve, not just on the court but off of it.
Yeah, I get it. And practice time is such a valuable commodity, if you will, I guess, for teams, and doing it effectively and uniquely and to match what the players need at the practices and so on. So, I mean, seeing other practices, you must have picked up a lot of things along the way as to drills or things to do.
Yeah, and I think it, to some extent it was like, it was a nice affirmation that like what they do in the at the fourth grade level is also done at college. I mean, fundamentals is such a huge part of the game. So, you know, I would watch men at college do these elementary school level pivot drills, and it was boring and it was, you know, a little bit mundane, but it had rewards, right? And so I would share that with our players when something became boring or mundane, just saying to them that this is what, you know, people that are at higher levels of basketball do. And sometimes in the real world, the boring and mundane, whether it's saving money or, you know, playing it safe in terms of your decision-making, it adds up over time and compounds itself. And, you know, it's just little lessons like that. Like you think you're walking into, you know, somebody who has like a master's degree in physics, and in reality, they just have really got down the fundamentals, the simple things they do so well.
Yeah. I bet you've been asked this question, and I got to think it's difficult to answer, but when you look back at some of the teams, can you give me a couple of handful of teams that kind of stand out? And when I say stand out, it's hard to say, because I know you have a relationship with all of the players on all of the teams and so on, and that's part of the joy, I think, of coaching is the players, as you pointed out at the beginning. But, you know, as far as, wins or losses or tournaments or whatever, what kind of stands out to you as a, you know, as far as teams or events?
Yeah, I think what was really rewarding was my first two seasons. We went 4-40. And those teams, they worked hard. The players worked hard. They were frustrated by it. The coaches were obviously frustrated by it. But we learned a lot about sort of putting the process ahead of results and just continuing to put the work in. And, you know, that led to another team that was kind of one of my I don't want to say my favorites, but a standout season, something that I'll always remember. We won the NEC for the first time in almost 30 years in 2017. And this was 4 years after that 4-40 start. And those players that were seniors on that team were freshmen and sophomores on the teams that were in there in the beginning. So having those players go through that process of the suffering of losing and figuring things out the hard way, and for the players that stayed with us till the end, you know, getting the ultimate reward of continuing to work hard and seeing the daily improvement add up and ultimately, you know, resulting in a banner was pretty cool. And from there, we won two more NEC titles, which I think that the players that were a part of that original group, they were very influential in letting other players know that, Saugus is a program that can have success.
I think we tend to look a lot at the postseason nowadays, and I get that. But I do like the days when a league title really meant something, you know, and it does. It still really does, as you're pointing out, and that's just terrific to be able to win league titles, no matter what your league. That's absolutely a great thing to be able to do.
No, absolutely. I think every school that you walk into, it's one of the first things you'll see is up on the wall is league titles and playoff success. Like you said, it's certainly tremendous when you have that. It's just so much rarer, right? Because you're going against everybody in the state who's also either won division titles or was up there for the division. So those are few and far between, but certainly that division title, when you get your year up there, they can't take that away, and that's, you know, what you see in any high school gym.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about your years at Saugus High School as the head girls basketball coach?
Yeah, I want to thank you. You've done a tremendous job, Bill, with all your coverage, and I think that part of the rewarding process for a high school athlete is, you know, getting other people to pay attention to you, and so people like yourself and other local newspapers and writers and things of that nature. You guys, I know that it's sometimes maybe not seen as a glory position, but you guys do a huge amount of work for getting the players recognized and giving them sort of a way of showing off their success and their hard work. So thank you for all your work over the years.
Oh, that's very kind. I want to share a memory or two with you, if I could. And that is one of the memories I keep thinking of is if I go over to the Jamboree over at Lynn Classical every year, I'm thinking I'll run into Coach Surrender over there. And the story I remember is you sharing with me the best way to remember how to pronounce your last name. And the other
the easy one.
No, I know. Not for me anyway, at first. But and the other one I really, probably one of the latest ones was, I guess it must have been last season. Mark, where you guys, I was over at the boys game. It must have been Beverly, if I'm not mistaken. It must have been a home and away Beverly thing, because I think I was, I'm not sure if it was the Beverly game.
Yeah,
and I met you guys outside the high school. Your game ended earlier, and you guys drove back on the bus, and we did some interviews with your players, which were always great, by the way, out on the sidewalk, out in front of the new Saugus, what I call the new Saugus High School. It's not that new now, I guess, for you guys. But anyways, it was a fun evening to be able to catch both the boys and the girls on that night.
No, and again, tribute to you. You were willing to give those kids that spotlight, and that was really fun for them to be featured. I think they deserved it, obviously, but your hard work, it's very appreciated.
No, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and you're right. I mean, it's nice to be able to share positive stuff with people, and we're able to catch kids and coaches, I think, at a lot of positive moments. So that's it's a fun thing to do, and it's nice to be a part of too. Speaking from my point of view, for sure. And I appreciate you mentioning all that. Well, Mark, thank you. Best of luck to you, your wife Lisa, and young Abby. Have you been to any games yet? I got to ask you that, huh?
Yeah, I went to the. They played Ipswich. It was a 4 p.m. start, so the 7 p.m. starts are tough. That's right around bedtime, but. We got to go to the one right before vacation, which was great to see the kids and see the new coaches. And Saugus ended up winning the game, too, which was really cool.
So you found out that the babies do tend to wake up. You were telling me that earlier.
Absolutely. She wakes up sometimes at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. So. There you go. Opposed to running, checking out film at 3 in the morning, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Mark, thanks so much for joining us, and we really appreciate it. And hats off to you and what you were able to do at Saugus for those 10 great years, if you will. And we really appreciate you sharing some of those memories with us here.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Mark Surrender, who has stepped down as girls basketball coach at Saugus High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.